thousands. That's right. This broadcast has a potential audience of 100 million people. It is historic. It's the first Cuban-American cultural exchange in 30 years. Yes, well, I'll see you in an hour. Thank you. Goodbye.
Come on, let's go. Let's go. I'm ready. You two, calm down. I am going to be in the same place with Mario and my best friend in the world, Willie.
Now, come on, honey, calm down, calm down. I don't want you to be disappointed, but you might not get to meet Willie Colon.
I don't care about the meeting. Just to be in the studio, the same place with these men.
Did you do my job? Did you do what you were supposed to do?
Yes, I did, but my mind is calm, but my body can't stop.
For a second.
Stop it. I can't help it. Now, what were you saying?
I asked you, did you do your job?
Of course I did my job.
Who is the babysitter?
I found somebody who is as comfortable in our home as they would be in their own house. Okay?
Okay.
There. Boom, geeking. I'm going to fix the doorbell. You know why? Because I'm a man who's dedicated to completion. Boom, geeking, boom, bop. Big win, Willie. Boom, boom, boom. And on Mario, boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Good afternoon, Dr. Huxtable.
Cricket King.
Mrs. Huxtable.
Hi, Kenny. Rudy's spending the night with Danielle, and we're on our way out.
Yes, I heard. Have a good time.
Kenny's the babysitter?
Yes.
Correction. I'm your PSO.
PSO?
Pediatric Security Officer.
Oh! Kenny, are your parents going to be home in case of an emergency?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now here is a list of all the important numbers. And this is the number where you can reach Mrs. Huxtable or myself at the radio station. Okie dokie.
Olivia, we're leaving.
Olivia, Kenny is going to be your babysitter.
Dr. Huxtable. P-S-O.
I'm sorry. Olivia, this is Kenny. He is going to PSO you while you are here.
We've got to GGG.
GGG, get out of here.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. GGG.
Good night.
Boom, bam, baby, baby, boom.
We're not late. They're just rehearsing.
We are late. The band is playing. They've already started.
Cliff, what did you want to do? Get here this afternoon with the trucks?
Trucks came.
Thank you. Okay, take 15, but...
Don't leave the building.
Willie Cologne. Who is this making my wife laugh?
This is Mitch Lawson, general manager of Continental American Radio.
How are you? Making my wife laugh.
All right.
Oh, thank you. Oh, excuse me. I have to return a phone call.
Okay.
Dr. Huxtable.
Yes, sir.
You look like you're itching to get out there.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You play an instrument yourself?
Oh, well, not well enough to play with the big fellas. No, no, no.
What do you play?
Little of this, little of that.
What kind of this?
Well, mostly, you know, I'm in the percussion field. Bonk, honk, honk.
I tell you what. Hmm? How'd you like to meet the legendary Mario Bossa?
You're kidding.
It can be done.
Really? Okay, but, you know, I don't want to get in the way.
Yeah, of course.
Really? Yeah, I hope he's not.
Now, I've only known this guy a couple of days.
Yeah.
But we've already got this repartee thing going.
Oh, repartee.
Mario, I've got somebody here I'd like you to meet.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Cliff Huxtable, Mrs. Huxtable's husband.
Doctor, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, sir, I love your work.
You know why?
Why?
Because I love to work.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is quite some day, isn't it?
I'm trying to make a history here today.
Yes, and you probably will.
Mm. I hope so.
Yes. Well, if you'll excuse me.
Uh-huh. Why? Where are you going? You ain't doing nothing wrong yet.
Repartee!
Well, what is that? That's some drum.
That's bata drum. That's a symbol from Africa for Chango. Chango is the god of thunder.
Ah. And what about the one he's shaking there?
Well, it's another African instrument, too. They're using in the religion, too. Check it.
All right.
That's it.
I know what this is. This is the cowbell.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Huh?
That's the god of iron and god of truth.
God of iron.
That's it.
God of truth.
That's it.
Well, all I know is I'd like to have 5 of these and put them around my children's neck. Well, listen, you know, Mr. Ball.
Sit down, just rest. You're doing yours. Let me do mine.
You're going to play?
Yes, I got to conduct my orchestra.
Thank you.
Bring my vocals.
Oh, vocals?
Yes.
Yes.
All my vocals.
Residence. Pediatric Security Officer Kenny speaking. Oh, hi, Stanley. Did you call for Rudy? Well, Rudy's not available. Why? Rudy and I are spending a quiet evening at home. Alone. Rudy, put another log in the fire. Listen, Stanley, call as many times as you want. I'll be answering the phone. Right, Rude? Good night, Stan. Have a safe evening. 7:36. Incoming call for Rudy. No message. Well, now, wasn't that a scrumptious dinner?
You bet.
Young lady. You didn't finish your carrots. You want to be a member of the Clean Plate Club, don't you?
Okay, I'll clean my plate.
Young lady. Now finish your carrots. They have lots of vitamins.
I'll take a chewable, then everyone's happy.
No, we'll stay here all night if we have to.
But I'm full.
The old darn fool trick, huh? Yeah, I pulled that one in my day.
Maybe you've been tricking people, but I'm really full. I have food up to here. I'm surprised I can talk.
Sorry, sister. That bird won't fly in this house. Now eat! Stand. Give it up, man.
I put another log in the fire, dear.
Oh, Dr. Huxtable. Oh, no, there's no fire here, sir. Everything's just copacetic, sir. Yeah? Oh, we're just having a little dinner theater. And how are things at the radio station? What time do we go on? Good. We'll tune in. Over and out, sir. Olivia, what's wrong?
Oh, my carrots fell on the floor. Now I can't eat them. Oh, dear.
You're a real cut-up, aren't you, young lady?
Clear the studio, please. 5 seconds to air.
Clear.
4. Clear. 3.
Get out of there.
Buenas noches. Good evening. And welcome to the Pan American Music Festival. Let's stop the words and start the music. Merengue, salsa, bolero, cha-cha-cha.
Cuando da la media vuelta, oye, usted, ten cuidado. No dejes la mano suelta, porque un paso mal marcado te hace perder. Cuidado, papá. Dame una vueltecita así, papá, así, así, así nada más. Con tu gracia, la papi. I wanna teach you mambo, cha, cha, cha. Así, papito, aquí, 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 aquí. ¡Ay! ¡Sí!
Kenny, chill, man. It's just me.
Oh, I was just meditating. Gotta stay centered.
No, sure. I can see that. By the way, you got a little carrot in the center of your forehead.
Thanks, Theo.
No problem.
By the way, what are you doing here?
Well, I had a date in the neighborhood, and I figured I'd stop by.
Your dad called you, didn't he?
Well, Kenny, I understand that Olivia can be a handful.
But I was even worse. First, I blew my whistle at her. Then I started yelling at her. I was drunk with power.
Well, it seems to me that you were in charge and looks like Olivia was calling the shots.
You're telling me? I mean, she had me doing the cha-cha. I just don't get it. I mean, you work with kids. How do you keep them in line?
Well, I certainly don't blow my whistle at them or yell. Although I will admit, my first day, I tried that. Kenny, there I was in front of the class, and I was yelling, hey, sit down, chill out, knock it off. And by the end of the day, they had me saying, I'm gonna tell. See, but since then, I realized that the only way you can lead people, young and old, is by earning their respect.
Yeah, that's fine, but how do you get them to eat their carrots?
Kenny, you totally missed my point. Now, if Dad were in this position, he would tell the story of the Fugrupa family.
Is this a long story?
Well, of course, if my dad was telling it, yes, but you're going to get the condensed Theo version. You see, Kenny, the Fagrupa family was very large, and they lived in all parts of the country. There was cousin Meatloaf Fagrupa. It was Potato Fagrupa. Uncle Spud, that is. There was the big cheese of the family, Cheddar Fagrupa. And the little cousins were red-headed carrot top kids. Now, stay with me, boy, because the plot thickens.
The Fagrupas, right?
Yes, yes. Now, the Fagrupas got together for a reunion on a big plateau. That's French for plate. The carnival was there, and they all took turns riding the forklift into the Tunnel of Yum. Suddenly, all the Fagrupas were gone except for the Carrot Top kids. The operator of the forklift, see, he didn't want to let them into the Tunnel of Yum. Pretty soon, the little Carrot Top kids started to cry. They said, "Oh, dear, we're going to be little orphans. I miss my mommy and my daddy and Uncle Spud, too. Is there anyone out there that can help us? Is there any little boy or little girl that can lift us on a forklift and put us into the Tunnel of Yum so we can be with the rest of our family?" "Hey, don't worry, little Carrot Top kids. I'll save you. I'll help you. The Fagrupa family will never separate."
"Carmelina, oh, where's my husband? Da, da, da. Carmelina.
Carmelina. I'm here with you, Carmelina.
Where's my
Carmelina,
husband?
Carmelina, and there's our son on the sofa.
Baby
with
boy.
His feet on the sofa.
Chill, chill,
come on,
man.
Come on, chill, chill, chill.
Hats.
No, your mother and I are a pair of underwear. What's happening, my son? How'd everything go?
Good.
Where's Kenny?
Oh, I sent him home. He had a little battle fatigue. He had trouble getting Olivia to eat her carrots. So I told him the Fagrupa story, Dad.
Good one, good one.
And I also paid him for you, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you.
I was assuming you were going to pay me back.
Carmelina. Monolink ain't taking five.
What? Hey, Dad, I said I paid him, not stiffed him.
Carmelina and five. Hey. All right.
And, you know, I was here for the last hour.
And a dollar.
Thank you, Dad.
1 second, please. The carrot. Thank you. Come on in.
I guess that's my cue to go home.
Yes, yes.
See you later, Mom.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
All right, son. Take care.
Later,
all right, be good in school, man.
Got it.
Well, thank goodness it's over and it went well.
And I'm happy for you. You did. You did well.
I even handled my little moment of embarrassment well.
What was that?
When you decided to sit in with the band. Now, why did you do that? Why couldn't you come into the booth when I was signaling you?
Oh, was that the signal for me to come in? I thought you were waving me to go ahead and just start swinging and get started.
No, that's what you wanted me to do.
Well, listen, you know, Mario Balsa and I, we had a special thing going. And, you know, the man actually said he might want me to go on the road with him. So, Carmelina.
The man asked you to go on the road.
Well, listen, you have to understand, it wasn't direct, but see, Mario and I have a certain repartee. And when you think about it, look, my father, musician, so some of it had to be in here, dear.
Yes, but see, honey, your father is a real musician. He practiced his trombone 8 hours a day for 25 years. You, on the other hand, will grab anything in front of your face and start banging on it.
Well, that's true, but see, that's because you don't understand percussion.
It's in the getting basement. Late.
De-bonk, 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 de-bonk. And that's what Mario wants. I gave him my phone number.
Well, then you sit here by the phone, dear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going upstairs.
Well, we have a phone upstairs.
Yeah, but you sit here.
No. I don't want to be here by myself. The king, the pong, 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 the pong,